I just keep seeing things in Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In Him will I trust. Surely, can you still say surely? He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. You don't have to live in fear. Thou shalt not be afraid. He's not wasting time here. You don't have to live in fear. But Brother Nichols, you don't know I live in fear. I'm giving you a choice today. Thou shalt not be afraid. When, where, how, what? For the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. When others fall, I stand, because 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. You don't have to fall. Especially you that are new in the Lord, you that are maybe young in the Lord. I want to tell you something. You don't have to fall. Don't even think in that direction. If you stumble, don't run away from church. Run as fast as your little feet can take you to Jesus and the grace and the goodness and the repentance and the forgiveness of God. Only with thine eyes shalt thou see the reward of the wicked. It's not pretty. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee. You say, but it's bad. It could be a lot worse, honey. Things just could. Oh, yeah, things could get worse. Whatever has come, you haven't even started to see the brunt of it. He took the brunt of it. He took the nails. He took the cross. He paid the price. We might have felt a little tremor, an after effect, but thank God Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. This Ebola thing, I mean, that one verse is enough to just nail that thing right there. No plague, no plague. For He shall give His angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Kept by angels. Kept by angels. Does that excite you? You want to be kept by devils or kept by angels? Angels. In fact, He said they'll bear thee up in their hands lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. You'll tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Satan's beneath our feet. I said Satan is beneath our feet. And then the verse that we've been championing over the last few weeks, because He has set His love upon me. Boy, there's a power in loving God. First, best, most. Loving God with everything that you have within you. Loving God. Don't love anything or love anyone more than you love God. Set your love upon Him. Set your love upon Him. Lock in. Set your love on Him. Because He hath set His love upon me, therefore, there's about seven awesome promises that, I mean, it's all a promise. It's all God's covenant promises to us as we believe them. But because He has set His love upon me, I'll set Him on high. You'll not be beneath the heap, you'll be on top. Because He hath known my name, He shall call upon me. When we call, God's going to answer. I will answer Him. I'll even be with you in trouble. He didn't say we wouldn't have trouble. He said, I'll be with you in trouble. That means you're coming out and you're coming through. Everybody has some trouble. And I don't mean it in a sarcastic way or a snide way or a prideful way. I don't believe there's anybody in this church that's fought more alligators than we have the last 3 years. And if you think you know what I'm talking about, you don't know what I'm talking about. There has not been one area that Satan has not come against this ministry or come against me for the last, and I don't live in a persecution mental complex. I'm a happy guy and I can enjoy life. But we've dealt with some demons. We've dealt with some real demonic demons. We've dealt with lies from the pits of hell. I mean, in 50 years of pastoring, I've never... you tell me born-again, spirit-filled people can't lie? Honey, you hadn't lived. You don't know. Something slipped somewhere. I'll tell you, I have never appreciated honest to God, loyal, clean, precious, good-spirited, happy people like I do right now. People that are for real. For real. Someone said if you could buy some folks for what they were worth and sell them for what they think they're worth, you could retire wealthy. Just because you've read a few books and heard a few television programs, been through a few seminars, doesn't mean you know it all. I'll tell you one thing. We're all in the trenches. We're all learning. We're all growing. But we're all coming through and we're all coming out. We've been with many ministries and stood with men of God, women of God, and churches. And yet there's a time I've needed people to stand with me. And thank God I've had a faith force. I've had a faith circle around me that didn't blink and they wouldn't stutter and they wouldn't cough. They just hold up my hands and pray for me and love me. Well, he said, I'll deliver him. Hey, I love that. Ooh, I love that. Not only will he deliver us, he'll honor us. And with long life, I'll satisfy him and show him my salvation. I've asked God for extended life, prosperous life, healthy life, productive life, anointed life, to finish what I feel God has called me to do. Leadership is it's a vulnerable position. Anybody can shoot at leadership. Anybody can say anything they want to say about leadership, and there's nothing you can do about it. There's times you take the shot for others, time and time and time again. But you know what? Jesus did the same thing. The Apostle Paul did the same thing. And I'm in real good company. What I want to just mention with you today is the security of the secret place. I keep working around this secret place. Folks, I'm telling you, we're in the end time and every demon available is on assignment to try to take out every Christian, every church, every ministry, every valid thing that is of God on the face of this earth. But the Bible said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I entitled one of these messages, How to Be Quit Proof. And I tell you, that's a very valid thought. A lot of people are quitting. I mean, I just had the statistics before me of pastors that are quitting every week. I mean, I'm talking about across America. You say, well, I haven't heard about this. This church has been very, God's blessed us. I said, God's blessed us. We've had 50 years and we haven't veered off our course on doctrine. We haven't veered off our course on morals. Everything we do is systematically run through CPAs and lawyers. I mean, they tell us that we're one of the cleanest organizations and in some very top circles, and I don't have time to go into that. And God's blessing is on the house. Now, let's look at the security of the believer. He that dwelleth. Let's just break these words down here just for a moment. He that dwelleth. What does it mean to dwell? I ask the question, where do you run when the pressure's on? Where do you run when you don't know what to do? Where do you run when things aren't going your way? Where do you run and where do you stay? He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Where do you run when the pressure's on? Even born-again, spirit-filled believers, sometimes we run back to the world system. Sometimes believers even run back to their flaky friends. I mean, people turn to all kind of things, to this world system. There is only one place of security, no matter what the storm may be that surrounds you, and that's the secret place. The secret place. The secret place is that intimate presence of God. It's literally in the bosom of Almighty God, crawling up on Father God's lap and just sitting there. I remember as a little boy, when something would frighten me, I'd run to my father. Now, my father was not a weightlifter. He was not a boxer. He was not a wrestler. He was a lawyer. School, I mean, everybody had an uncle or a father or somebody that was a wrestler or a boxer or whatever. They were always going to whip somebody. I said, you fool with me and my father will sue you. Sue you and put you in jail is what we'll do. That bluff worked pretty good. It's still working too. He that dwelleth, it means to be set. I'm telling you, there is no room. Listen to me. You can do whatever you want to do with this message. There is no room for vacillation in the day in which we live. Either you're in or you're out, you're on or you're off. You're going the distance or you're not going to go the distance. You're going to come a Sunday and see if everybody's still there, or you're going to get on the phone, or you're going to lock in and say, I believe God. This is where I am. I can do no other. I will do no other. There's nowhere else to go. Where do you run when the pressure's on? Where do you run when the pressure's on? It means to set, to be settled. It means committed. He that dwelleth, he that is committed to the secret place. Settled in the secret place. Set in the secret place. To sit in the secret place. Oh, regardless, as a king on his throne, he that dwelleth, what is the secret place? Well, from all I could tell from word studies and so on, the secret place is a safe place. It's a safe place. It's a place where you can hide. It's a place where you are covered. It's a hiding place. It's a covered place. I'll tell you something else. The secret place is a concealed place. Concealed place. It's a private place. Private place. Not known by others. It's a protected place. He that dwelleth in the secret place. So I've made up my mind to run to be settled in, to be committed, to sit regardless into the secret place, which is a safe place. It's a place to hide. It's a place where I can be covered. It's a hiding place, a concealed place, a private place, not known by others. It's a protected place. Oh, it's God's place for believers who trust in the Lord. I said it's God's place for believers who trust in the Lord. Private place, a safe place, a protected place, a kept place. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Now remember, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. What did the word say? He that dwelleth in the secret place, Most High and Almighty are two of the strongest names for God you can find. Do you ever look at a bank vault? You ever look at a bank vault? There's a hotel in Colorado Springs. We stayed there for something. I forget, a board meeting or something there. Every room, was it every floor? Was it every floor, every room? Every floor had a safe, a serious, and that was during the gold era and the silver and when all that was happening, that hotel was built. And I mean, you could walk into those, every floor. So when they'd come in with their gold and their silver at the end of the day, they'd put it in the safe and then get it back out the next morning. It was a just like a bank vault. Very impressive, wasn't it? I wished I'd had something to put in there that night. But anyway. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, the Almighty. Who and what is our protection? It's the secret place of the Almighty. The Most the most high. There is no higher than our God. There is no stronger force than the Almighty. Folks, this is not small potatoes. This is not a weak link. This is the Almighty God. I'm talking about El Shaddai. Oh, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide. Well, to abide, it means to stop, to stay permanently. To stop. You've run there, but now you stop there. You stay permanently. See, that's the problem. Many people run in on Sunday morning and they lose it before they get to the parking lot. We've got to live in this 24/7. We've got to live in the secret place 24/7. To continue, to stop, to stay permanently, to continue, to remain, to endure. Yeah, there's some things to endure. You want to run out. You want to run off. But he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And so as it was with Israel. What did Israel have by day? They had a cloud by day to keep the severity of the sun off of them. A cloud by day. A cloud. What did they have by night? A fire. A fire to keep the wild beast away. A fire to give them what light they needed at that point. Whatever you're facing, wherever you're coming from today, I'm telling you, thank God, there is a secret place that's being offered to you right now from Psalms 91. You don't have to leave this auditorium running scared, afraid, upside down, sideways, running in fear, living in fear. There's a place of security. There's a place of safety. There's a place where some way, somehow, you know everything gonna be all right. Some way, somehow. So it was with Israel. The cloud by day. The fire by night. Oh, I think about Joshua 24:15. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. My, my. Praise God. Psalms 31:2 said, thou shalt hide them. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence. Thou wilt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. God, open our eyes. Help us to understand. We're in a safe place. I mean, the secret place is I'm not talking about the building here. I'm talking about your position in Christ. The secret place is a safe place. It's a place where you can keep your sanity in an insane world. It's a place where you can keep your integrity, keep your character, keep your strength in a world that's going berserk. Thou wilt keep them in the secret of thy presence. Thou wilt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Oh, Psalms 32:7, that's 32:7. Thou art my hiding place. Write that down. Thou art my hiding place. Lord, you are my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance. Secret place. Secret place. You just running wild on an open road. You just let every little feeling and every little emotion just bounce you around, turn you sideways and upside. Or run to the secret place. Run to the secret place. I'm very serious. I know it's to help others because anything. I've never gone through anything yet that I wasn't able to help a lot more people when I got out of it and got through. I have a lot greater compassion today than I've ever had in my life because of some things that we've faced and gone through. But you know, when everything in your life is shaken, when everything in your life is on hold or on tilt, you better know where your faith is. You better know where your faith is. I mean, when it comes to your own child, and there is no answer outside of God. The enemy comes against even your own companion. The enemy comes against a church that you've, as best you know how, laid your life down for 50 years. And some people say, it's nothing. You know, it's nothing. Yeah, it is something. It is something. It is something. David ruled 40 years and he was gone. King 40 years. We're breaking some records nowadays. We're going a further distance. We're reaching out further. We're planning more. We're going to see more. We're seeing more. This church is seeing more people come to Jesus right now than at any time in our history. We are seeing more people come to Jesus. They're not all in this auditorium. You know that, and I know that too. But it's like missions. Any sincere believer has given to missions over the years. Do you know every soul that your dollar has bought in the Philippines or in Africa or in Asia? Have you seen all the souls that you've given missionary offerings for? No, and you never will till you get to heaven. And yet, if we don't see everything just come through our doors, we think nothing's happening. Listen, something's happening. Something wonderful is going on. People are coming to Jesus. They may not all come to, obviously they don't all come to our church, or they're not all in one different situation. But you know, Calvary's making a difference. And we're stirring up hell. I mean, we have stirred up the devil, I mean, down to his taproot. Every time that radio broadcast goes out, every time Power Tower, hour after hour, we'll hit that million mark one of these days. Going into outreach, think about it, 73,000 souls praying the sinner's prayer. You say, well, how do you know all of those are born again? Well, how do I know you're born again? With an attitude like that, you may need to get saved yourself. But listen to me. Please listen to me. In the final day, whatever that number is, there will be that number who will never be able to say, no one ever told me about Jesus. That number of people will never say, Lord, no one ever told me. No one ever told me. I can't tell you how many are genuinely born again. I don't know how many are genuinely born again here today. I believe the majority of you are. And we've given a good altar call already. But I'm telling you, friend, what we're doing is what God said to do. He said, go invite your best friends. Go invite your rich friends. He said, well, we ought to go out to the best neighborhoods. Well, the best neighborhoods are too busy. They've got too many cars. They've got too many toys. We try, and some of them come in. But he said, go to the highways, the streets, the lanes, the cities, the hedges. Go out. Go where people are hurting. Go where people are having physical difficulty. Go where marriages are breaking up. Go where the juvenile delinquency rate has been up. Go, 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 go. Tell them about Jesus. That's what it's all about. You say, well, we're just totally into discipleship. Honey, you don't have to be real bright to figure out if you stop getting people saved, you don't know how much, you're not going to have anything to work on the discipleship side. It's both of it. The bird has to have two wings to fly. The bird doesn't fly on one wing. I believe in discipleship, and we believe in discipleship. But the Bible said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And there's so many little caveats, so many little things that we can't answer all the little things. But I'm telling you, as for us, the way we keep on doing it, the way I keep on doing it, there's no way I could have done what God's enabled me to do if I didn't understand something about the secret place. And I'm learning more about it now because there's more to do. I've got to know more about the secret place. I'll just give you a little illustration here. We were in Hawaii. We're blessed. We're blessed to minister there. And I get no sympathy from that one. But it's a tough job, but someone's got to do it. Sunday week ago, over the weekend, we preached four times. Twice on Sunday morning, once on Sunday night, and then a men's rally before that. That's four times. And we're flown over to Oahu. Yeah. I used to hear evangelists say they wrote notes on what day it was and where they were when they went to sleep. I said, oh man, no way. I write notes today. But we were over there and poured our heart out and ministered to the minister and ministered to the church, ministered. And then coming back, our blessed, what is it, TSA? Is it TSA? TSA decided to make a project out of me. And I'm the last customer of the night. There's one more plane flying out of that airport tonight. We have time to make it. But they said, how you doing? I said, well, I'll be doing better when I get through with this. And we need to get on, catch the airplane. And all of a sudden, things got somber. And it's like a concentrated effort from hell. After you're searched three times, frisked three times, patted down three times, they know every part of your body. I mean, there's just nothing to hide, you know. There's just nothing to hide. And then they're talking about maybe a strip search. I mean, a guy that has nothing on him. Your machines prove it. They prove it. What? And they just kept fooling around. He was a trainee and six people were watching him. And so it was almost like a circus. And my son-in-law just went right through with his backpack. I had nothing and they hold me up. And after a while, my son-in-law comes back. He said, the plane's gone, Pastor. Plane's gone. And you could see just an evil grin on faces. They knew that I was a minister. You say, are you supposing something? Well, I mean, hey, I was a nice guy and everything was wonderful. But somehow the evil one got into that. So we had to spend a night down the road in a hotel when we had a very nice hotel back on Maui. And you know, for a moment, I used to be kind of honorary before I got saved. It's like my clock went backwards. And I thought if I could just be like Samson with that ox goad. I was mad. I was tired. I was worn out. A preacher's best time is not when he gets through. And by the time the anointing lifts and we remember we're still human, that's not always our best time. That's our time to kind of sit down and cool it and cool our jets a little bit. It was just an awkward, awkward time. And I mean, just an anger rose up. I thought, this is the most useless thing I have ever gone through in my life. Useless, useless. And I can't even give you all the details. My son-in-law was there. He kept me settled down. Amen. Or I kept him settled down. We worked on both of us. But you know, whoa. It came to me. It's worth it all to have ministered in this church tonight. It's worth it all to have ministered to a young pastor. It's worth it all to be doing what God calls you to do. I mean, that's not what Jesus went. This is chicken stuff. Jesus went to the cross. Paul was beaten and shipwrecked. And you know what? All of a sudden that anger and all that, I ran to the secret place. And I said, Father, thank you. I can have some adversity. I don't gloat in that, but you know, I just said, thank God, thank God, thank God. It's okay. It's okay. You know, we get bent out of shape for such crazy things. We just need to learn to live in balance. We need to learn to live in victory. We need to learn to live overcoming. And just trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding. Ministers have their challenges too. We have our challenges too. But you know, the secret place. I just think, and I begin to go back to time after time when there was no way, there was no answer, when people were totally unreasonable. When the congressman closed his briefcase and said, I can't help you, and he could have helped me. He lied to me years ago. In a very difficult time downtown. In times when we ran back to the secret place. Folks, we're going to have to learn how to run back to the secret place. We're going to have to learn how to live in the secret place. When life doesn't suit us. When things don't go our way. When people aren't acting like they should act. When people disappoint us. Even when believers disappoint us. We've got to grow up. And run to the secret place. And embrace the Almighty, He that dwelleth in the secret place shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. If we can stay in the secret place, my dear brother, we can face anything. We can come through anything. What got into Paul and Silas in the jail in the midnight hour when nothing was going their way? They were in the secret place and they began to praise the Lord. They began to praise the Lord. What got into Paul went on board that ship. The ship was coming apart. They could hear the planks cracking. And they knew it was just a matter of time until that ship and all the sailors would go down. But Paul was in the secret place. And he said, this night there stood by me the angel of God whom I serve. Oh, I know him so well. The Lord that I know so well. The Lord that I know so well. The Lord that I know so well. And he gave me a word, and I believe that word, and it shall come to pass. Thank God for the secret place. When your husband's not acting right, run to the secret place. When your wife's not acting right, run to the secret place. When your children aren't doing the right thing, run to the secret place. Don't come apart, come to the secret place. Don't fall apart, come to the secret place. Lord, you're my answer. Lord, you're my strength. Lord, you're my healer. You're my banker. You're my financier. When this world system says it's all over, run to the secret place. Oh, I've been there so many times. And I'll go there a lot more times. Remember, he said in verse 2, hallelujah, I will say of the Lord. I will say of the church, if we don't learn to do this, we're not going to make it. If we don't learn to run to the secret place and say what God said to say. Because the strongest word in this universe is not God's word alone. It's when God's word becomes your word and you speak God's word and all hell can't stand against it. When God's word becomes your word. I mean, I have more to shout about today. I'm seeing some things to shout about, but I'm still, everywhere I look, I've got alligators. Everywhere I look, there's alligators. And I don't like snakes and I don't like alligators. But God's bigger than snakes and God's bigger than alligators. And God's bigger than hard times and challenging times. And some way, somehow, for 50 years, God's brought us through. God's brought us out when we put our trust in God. I will say of the Lord. I will say of the Lord. I will say of the Lord. I do say of the Lord. I've heard from God. I believe the word that I've heard. And it shall come to pass. You remember when that charlatan preacher had that church in the interim period? Tried to steal it. Tried to steal it. Dave called, he said, man, I don't know what to do. We prayed. And I said, offer him a certain amount of money. He said, probably won't take it. I said, give it a go. He did. I said, we'll have a check in the mail there tomorrow. And the church is still there. And that was years ago. Hallelujah. I tell you, we've been to the brink so many times. Some of you wouldn't believe some of the stories I someday may tell. We've been to the brink so many times. It looked like Satan had things just sewed up, sewed up, sewed up, sewed up. But I'll tell you, giants entrenched in strong mountains stand helpless before a faith that is born of the heart of God. I will say of the Lord, I've heard from God. I believe the word I've heard from God. And I'm coming through. We are coming through. We're coming through on the high side of victory. We're coming through on the high side of victory. Oh, praise be unto God. Said we'd never have a gym. We didn't for 21 years. Now we have two. Hallelujah. They said, you'll never see that new roof on that church. Why stay there? Oh, hallelujah. There's one ministry, though, that I wouldn't have in this church at this time. Those that tear up roofs. I'd pass on that one. No, you know what I'm talking about. You remember, they tore up the roof and let the man down to Jesus. I'm not in the mood for that right now. But anyway, dear God, don't tear it up. We've been waiting for it long enough. So shall my word be. that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish the thing whereunto I have sent it, and it shall prosper. There's a bunch of you getting what I'm preaching this morning. I can see someone say, Mabel, what's he so stirred up about today? Well, I'm stirred up about the fact that our God reigns, and that if God be for us, who can be against us? Nay, that in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him. Not through me, but through Him. I'm nothing without Him, but with Him I can do all things. He that dwelleth, she that dwelleth in the secret place. Are you in rough waters today? Run to the secret place. Are there problems in the home or problems with children or problems in your finance? Run to the secret place. Are there things in your life that you don't understand? Young people, what does life hold for me? Who's my companion going to be? How am I going to get my education? I mean, there's so many questions out there. But oh, I tell you, we have questions, but He has answers. We have problems, but He has solutions. Nothing's too big for our God. All things are possible to him that believeth. I will say of the Lord, He is. I said, I will say of the Lord, He is.